Salut. Hi. Kwe. My name is Steph Paquette. Welcome to Pisaison.
To bring back the language, it must be spoken. It also has to be heard often on a regular basis.
You might recognize that voice. That's Jerry Paulson from Long Point First Nation. On an earlier podcast, Jerry offered us a short history lesson of Long Point. This time around, Jerry shares with us his thoughts on how the Algonquin language can survive and thrive.
He says,
well, that people begin to start using it again. And I think we're working now on a plan to use it more and year for one way. It's not completely lost, but it's in danger, isn't it, of losing the language. If we don't do anything about it soon, we have to start using the language. And it's taught in school, but that's not enough to maintain the language. The children know the words, but they can't connect the words into a conversation like we're having right now in English. Now they have to do that in Algonquin. That's not what's happening right now. So we have to find a way to make that happen. So I think that we're working on a plan to make that happen. And I think other First Nations are trying to do the same too. So the plan is to do, maybe first is to do some of the language at work. Maybe at least start greeting in the Algonquin language, because if you look at the different organizations, when they greet someone, they greet it in English. They should at least greet it maybe in the Algonquin language, to start doing that and maybe doing other things more when they greet people, and then use the language that the people are comfortable with, whoever they're encountered on the telephone or in person, but at least you should start greeting them in your language, just for them to know that this is Algonquin area, Algonquin culture, and Algonquin ways of speaking, of greeting. I think that would be a start. But I think it has to be spoken more often by the people that speaks the language. So they have to speak to the non-speakers as much as possible, and if they don't understand, they can translate. But the people that doesn't understand have to hear it, and then they will become to understand the language and to know what the words mean, and then they can repeat it later on to other people. So once that process has begun, I think we'll be able to retain our language. I think that's the best way to do it. Personally, I understand a lot in my language. I only can speak very little. I have a hard time to make conversations, but I do what I can do when I can do it. My mother once told me that when I speak Algonquin, I speak like, because I use English translation, use the English, the Algonquin words for English, and that's how I use it. And she says that's not the right way to use it. You have, there's a manner how to use the language, how to speak the language. It's not like translated from one language to the other. And that's what I was doing, translating English to Algonquin and speaking. That's not the way to do it. There's a way of doing it properly. Different communities speak it differently. Some speak it like, we sort of speak it slow, the Algonquin language here, at a different speed compared to Kitchisakik, I guess, Lac-Simon. But also Kitigan-Zibi has a matter of speaking their own ways. They speak differently. I don't know how to find the right words in English. Maybe a different manner of speaking the Algonquin language. But people can still understand and quite fluently, even though some of the words are different, but it's like that between all the communities. Some words are are different. There's new words that are always coming, and they never existed in the Algonquin language. So I think that maybe a nation language committee would be a good way to do it, to introduce new words and maybe agree with other First Nations, Algonquin First Nations, on how to say a new word that, because there's a new word that is created. And that's how people learn about languages. You listen and you repeat. Once you repeat the language and use it, then you retain your languages. So we have to find a way to do that.
Once again, miigwech to Jerry Paulson for sharing his thoughts and knowledge with us. Miigwech to Amélie Brassard for the recording. Miigwech to Samian for the music. And kitchi miigwech to all of you for listening. My name is Steph Paquette, and this is Pisaysin, a project initiated by Min Washin.